Now, this mechanism here is, of course, a destroyed ability to withhold. So anyway, that's a crude way I would just give it here. This is as crude as the dickens. You'd think this would break down ARC. You'd think this would go against all the rules. You know what the rules are. The PC must be obsessively outflowing at all times to the auditor. That's two-way communication. He says, that's not true at all. You'd have to follow that thing through to keep the PC from blowing out of session with something like this. Can you think of something that you would let me have actually freely of your own accord? Can you think of something you would let me have? You thought of something? Very good. Well, think of something else you'd let me have. Good. Now think of something you actually really could withhold from me. Good. Now think of something of your own volition that you'd let me have with no reservations. Good. Now think of something you absolutely could withhold from me with the greatest of ease. All right, thank you. That's the end of that session. Now, do you feel a little better than you felt? Or did you feel any better because we didn't?
Same.
You felt that's the same. All right. He's probably not in very bad shape. Where's your tone arm ordinarily? Around him?
About 2 later, after you get through the E-meter drill.
After you got through the E-meter drill, would you have a girl auditor? Anyhow, we've got the basic theory on this. Well, more will be known about this, but I've actually found out enough about this so that it isn't much of a worry. The ability to withhold has been destroyed in the PC. And that is what it is all about. So his remedy for it is to be something that has nothing to give. And of course, that is a withhold.